What are the conditions of acceptable prayer?
There are certain conditions for prayer to be acceptable, or there would be no value in it. Most important of these conditions are the following.
First, prayer must come from the heart. The Lord, who searches the hearts, is in no need of words or outward appearances. The prayer which is not from the heart does not please God, and He does not accept it.
Second, it must be reverent, and in keeping with His unbounded greatness and holiness, His knowledge and power. Since His will is the first and foremost principle of all true religion, even as it is among all those who know God and glorify His holy name and worship Him with the reverence of the angels in heaven, we must not come to Him with words lacking in reverence.
Third, it must be in humility, seeing we are unworthy because of our depravity and uncleanness in God's sight. We must therefore follow the example of Isaiah the prophet, who said, "Woe unto me, for I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips."
Fourth, it must be in a spirit of complete surrender to God. Whoever surrenders himself to God, whatever his request may be, let him say, "Lord, not my will, but thine." If a child knows he must commit his affairs to his earthly father, how much more must we submit our wills to our heavenly Father, who alone knows what is good for us?
Fifth, it must be in faith, because only the prayer of faith is effective before God. A doubter cannot receive anything from God. The suppliant has to believe that
God exists, God is able to hear and answer prayer, God loves to answer, God will surely answer if our prayer is according to His will and for our own good.
Sixth, the suppliant must seek the glory of God and not his own, nor must he seek his own ambitions emanating from greed.
Seventh, prayer must be in the name of Christ, who is declared by Holy Scripture as the one and only mediator and advocate.
Finally, prayer must be in accord with God's purpose and claims.